Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, living in God's purpose. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 85, and currently it is 66 at the KU Med Center.
And my Stacey Davis voice, hi, D.
Man, how you feeling on this National Chicken Salad Day?
Ooh, feeling good. I like that. A little Caesar chicken salad. Ooh. Yeah, man.
Yuck.
Oh, stop. Don't do that. We got the AKAs coming in the building this morning, D.
Yeah, the Black on the Vine Day Party is going down this weekend. They have all details on that. And also, Scholar Smarts. We'll be talking about ways to hook up your kids for success in their future. TMG goes down at your 23s. Gospel artist Erica Campbell from Mary Mary. She talks on doing an intimate scene on a recent movie. And we have to reflect on some other unfortunate news.
Hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah, I do, you know what I'm doing. Motivate, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job.
Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
There is much work remaining to be done. There will always be work to do. It's essential not to become arrogant or complacent in the face of success. It's crucial not to become discouraged in the face of setbacks. When you're getting good results, keep going. When you suffered a string of negative outcomes, keep going. Do today's work today and be eager to do tomorrow's work as tomorrow unfolds. Appreciate that by making a difference, you earn the opportunity to continue making a difference. Through the ups and downs, through excitement and boredom, continue to put one foot in front of the other. In frustration and celebration, whether you made quick progress or fallen behind, continue putting forth good effort. That effort has power to change every situation for the better. Keep it coming. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 85. Currently, it is 66 at Wyandotte Lake. This month marks Black Music Month, and major shout out to Tiny Desk as they are paying homage with BET in a full-on collaboration as a Floratry just kicked it off.
Oh, word. Oh.
Now,
that sound like Deanna.
I don't know why you would say that. That's kind of like a pause and a lot of. That's crazy.
You gotta play the clip, bro.
You gotta land the plane.
Mm. You didn't say you.
That was like a year old. You gotta retire that. You gotta hang it up. And I don't even know what we were talking about.
I don't either. You do that a lot naturally
like, in conversation. I'm like, yep. It just be like, okay.
And that's what they did in Floetry at the end of Say Yes.
They be doing a lot of that. Yeah, all I was saying is you gotta land a plane, brother. That's it. Fred Hammond and Bow Wow are amongst several artists that will be gracing the stage for Tiny Desk as they celebrate Black Music Month. Is there anybody that you're excited to see, or anybody that you would like to see do a Tiny Desk? I would imagine you have a different appreciation
Can I give you an honest thing about Tiny Desk?
Well, you already told me, but you do R&B Shining, though.
That's better than Tiny Desk, by the way. R&B Shining is way better than that, by the way.
But it's not the same thing.
Like
it's a band, though, is what I'm saying. Like, so I feel like you have different respect for it.
That's what they doing.
No, they not. They have a whole band, bro.
I'm really kidding. Tiny Desk is cool. It's okay.
But you wouldn't want to see any of your favorite artists.
Chris Brown or The Weeknd, one of them.
I would be interested to see The Weeknd.
They never would do that, I don't think, at this point, but I would love to see one of them too.
I think Chris Brown would do it.
You think so?
I think that's a dope experience. I would love to see The Weeknd.
Me too.
Yeah, that would be interesting. On a serious note, we want to reflect on the passing and the career of Peabo Bryson, two-time Grammy Award winner, one of the greatest vocalists of all time. He's best known for his iconic Disney duets with Beauty and the Beast and A Whole New World. Unfortunately, he passed away on Tuesday after suffering from a stroke.
Hey, man. Y'all remember this on the Timeline Classics commercials we used to hear? It was at home in the 90s, and this song would come on along with the other ones.
Late at night.
That's right. You go to sleep to it. Yeah. Baby, can't you stop the rain from falling? R.I.P. Peabo.
Chase my clouds away. I'd give anything to see the sun again. Only you can stop these tears.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
The May marked Lupus Awareness Month. This is something that's close to both you and I. And Marlene's Kaleidoscope is a nonprofit organization that shares awareness and resources for people impacted by lupus in our community. The autoimmune disease can be hard to diagnose and complex to treat. I saw it firsthand with my second mother and my younger brother, and I know you saw it firsthand too. So about 1.5 million individuals in the United States have lupus. That's according to the Lupus Foundation of America. Now, common symptoms can include a butterfly-shaped rash on the face, joint inflammation, or pain and fatigue. For anyone struggling with lupus or have family or friends with the chronic disease, they recommend the following: listening to those who have lupus, speaking up when something doesn't feel right, advocating for yourself, and don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones, including your child, about lupus. So on Saturday, they're going to host a brunch called Roses, Rhythm, and Hope at Jay Rieger. And so they got all the ticket information or whatever. We'll try to post that on our socials. But yeah, man. Living with lupus is a very difficult thing, not only on the person who has it, but for their family members as well.
Mm-hmm. Every day is literally an up and down. Because I get a lot of times people are like, how your mom doing? And it's like, she cool today. Right. Now, tomorrow, that's going to be a different story. But, you know, they roll with the punches, and my best friend has it too. So I know that every day looks different for them. Yeah. So showing up for your people is important. And those symptoms, even if people have other underlying health issues, please encourage your friends, your family members to go to the doctor and check up on anything that they think is suspicious.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
Always looking out for our babies in Kansas City. And I don't care if you're a senior in high school, if you're a junior in high school, you are a baby, okay? And we got to take care of you. And along with trying to help you reach your dreams in high school, you got to take the ACT in order for you to advance in college and get some of those scholarships and all of that. Scholar Smarts, they enrich, employ, and empower. And they got something for you, Kansas City, especially if you're on your way to college. To talk more about it, we got Mrs. Pauline Johnson from Scholar Smarts. You got the ACT test prep sessions coming up. Talk about it.
Good morning, everyone. Is there students that are wondering where can they get some resources to get ready for that July or the next ACT national test prep? We want to help them with actually getting to test prep here with Scholar Smarts. Scholar Smarts is here to help you prepare for success through our ACT Test Prep Hybrid Workshop Series starting June 13th at UMKC. We're so excited. Don't get confused with the misnomer that you don't have to have an ACT test to get to college. And this is so true. So many admissions might let you get by without one. However, it'll come back and haunt you, because when it's time to get into an academic program or apply for a scholarship, the first thing they want to know is, well, what was your ACT scores? So we're here to help you with those test anxiety issues, helping you with time management skills. And I don't know if you know, but they have revamped the ACT test. So we have instructors that will definitely be there that are nurturing, that are knowledgeable. And this isn't their first rodeo. So go to the website at scholarsmarts.com. Again, scholarsmarts.com. And there'll be a little pop-up, and click down there on that link, and you'll go ahead and get your information, upload your unofficial transcript, your picture ID, and a little essay. We'll get you covered from there.
Now, Miss Pauline, I remember probably, I think it was 2015, was my senior year of high school, and my mom was getting me hooked up with all the resources that we had back in my hometown. That included prep, that included some of the handbooks they had online at that time, and I ended up taking it twice. For this ACT prep, are there any specific requirements for students, or any age or grade range that they have to be in order to even sign up for this?
So what we want to do is focus on the rising juniors and seniors, and we keep our groups relatively small. So it's not going to be 40 or 50 people in there. We keep it to 12, 15 at the most. So seating is limited. So we are looking for those that are serious minded, preferably those that are really wanting to put the work in, because when you put the work in, we've got tasks and some practice assignments. Guess what? Successful completers get a free laptop.
Oh, love that. You should have led with that now.
Should have led with that.
Free laptop, hello.
That's crazy. So look, it'll be at 5100 Cherry, room 319. And the first session is June 13th, and there are two more after that, June 20th and the 27th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. But you got to join in on this kickoff call that's going down on June 11th at 6 p.m. And you can find all of this information at scholarsmarts.com.
There you go. There you go. Yes.
I act like I'm involved with the program.
You might as well hop on that board.
Yeah. Well, hey, the deadline is June 5th. That's right around the corner.
It is.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and get it going. A $35 deposit holds your seat. It's refundable. So let's get it going, because guess what? Scholar Smarts is there to help you to save money. And we don't want you to be stuck with any large loans or what have you. And if you can get good scores on your ACT, you can probably get some real decent scholarships.
Hello.
Yeah, don't be like me. You're 40 years old and still paying on some student loans.
You better buckle up. There's people in their 50s still paying that joint.
You better buckle up. That's crazy. Miss Pauline Johnson, thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning with Scholar Smarts. Please always tap in when you got something for our baby.
I appreciate you. Love you. Love you both. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, one west side. Grand Hustle in the building. Let you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, and especially to the cousins that's looking at us live on that Hot 103 Jams stream, live in the Brown and Kruber Studios on the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and on the Twitch pages. Just search Hot 103 Jams for that. And shout out to the cousins that's out riding around and getting it with your air fresheners in your cars and your check engine lights on. If you're driving down I-70 and Nolan Road, shout out to you. Driving by this Truman Sports Complex. Or if you're on I-70 and I-435 in KC Mo, yeah, we see you over there on I-70 in Van Brunt as well. Or if you're at the Grandview Triangle, the downtown loop, you're over in KCK on I-70, wherever you are, however you're doing it, we love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine. routine, cousin, because we know you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Hustle and Shine in the morning. That beat drop just do something different. Shout out to the cousins. We're going to start on the Facebook side, on the comments. A lot of our cousins are chimed in. Big love to Stacey Davis, Henrietta Clark, SK Cuts Off Greg, Coco J, Barbie. We also got Carver Harris in the building, Coachella Sims. We appreciate all of our cousins just sending us in the entire town some good mornings. Now, on that text line, of course, you know that's coming in, the Kirkwood and Solomon family. What up, Chef Taco? Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. She said, yes, lupus is very severe, and they will tell you for years that it's nothing. Please advocate. Yes, cousin, we are with you when you're right. Mm-hmm. Shout out to one of our cousins from the 816. Say, y'all keep KC live and motivated. 816 all day. I know that's right, family.
And 913, love y'all too.
All day long. Big love to Rich Harris, Coach Rich. What's cracking? What's happening on your happy hump day? Mm. Big love to Brandon Blake. On the Twitter side, the Facebook side,
and the YouTube live side.
No, literally, and the YouTube live side. I thought you was going to do the little... I was waiting on that part. Big love also to one of our family members on Instagram, Jazz Food Journey. Yes, big love to her. She shout outs a lot of Black curated events in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you highlighting all the amazing events that's happening. And then on a serious note, we want to lift up a friend of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Pastor 83 and his family, following the loss of his sister Gia. We want to send our deepest condolences and keep the Stevenson family in our thoughts and our prayers.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
726, high of 83, currently is 67 at UMKC. Ice Cube was asked about Jay-Z's freestyle from over the past weekend at the Roots Picnic.
Whenever one of the greats step out, people gonna definitely give it a ear, give it a listen, you know, and then it goes to the fans. Some people love it, you know, some people don't, but it don't matter. You know, what matters is he got it off his chest and did it the way he wanted to do it. So after that, everything else is noise.
Yeah. Nothing else to be said. I know it's still controversial right now because Jay-Z hasn't really done too much musically in the past couple years. Like, I know he doing some of the live shows, but other than that, I mean, we've been seeing him more so in his businessman, entrepreneur, you know, bag.
He's back for next.
You think so?
Pause.
You can't say pause this month.
My
we
bad.
Talked about
My
that.
My bad, man.
Pause. You gotta hang crazy. It up.
Sorry. My bad.
One day we'll get there. Yeah. Other news, one of my favorite gospel artists, Erica Campbell from Mary Mary, she explains the boundaries her and her husband had to set before filming intimate scenes on this new movie. Ooh.
He was like, I don't want you to be whack. That's what I don't want. It's like, if you're going to do it and do it well. I think because of who I am, they brought me like corny pajamas. I was like, nobody is sleeping with somebody else's man and wearing all of these clothes. Yeah. I was like, give me a white beater and some shorts. That at least makes sense. But we did talk about, okay, touch here, not here. Mm-hmm. This and not this.
A good family reunion t-shirt. That'll get the job done too. Hello.
Did you put your finger up for that? Like, you really just felt that in your spirit. That is awful.
Fellas, it's true.
Now, it's a Lifetime original movie called Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery. That is the name. I will be checking this movie out. I'm a big fan of Erica Campbell, and the fact that she did this, I'm thrown off.
Hey.
Like, who you feeling like, Erica?
What you think? She human too.
Hi.
Absolutely, and that's an important
she got
thing
needs.
To. Okay, let's not get into
what?
That. You're right. I'm just saying, like, hey, we still talking about a woman of God. You know what I'm saying?
Get that family reunion T-shirt, cracking ladies. It'll get you right.
Mark, cut his mic off. Please, cut his mic off.
I'm just saying.
It's the Popper, active on Hot 103 Jams with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
We always serving our community here in Kansas City. And, you know, of course, we always got to reach out to the real organizations. It's always putting in work. Uh-oh, hold on.
You better set it up.
Where the AKAs at, man? Where they at? They in the building on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning, ladies. How y'all feeling?
Good morning.
Good morning. Feeling great.
Now, feel free. Of course, you all are with the Xi Tau Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Please introduce yourselves to our cousins out there and your role.
Hello, Kansas City. My name is Kedra Benikin. I am the current president of Xi Tau Omega chapter in Kansas City, and I'm just glad to be here this morning.
Good morning. My name is Antonika, and I am the chair of two committees. Our Build Our Economic Wealth Committee to bring resources to our locals, financial resources to our locals, and then also over our fundraising, specifically a date party committee.
Okay.
Hence the Black on the Vine Day Party that's going down on this Saturday, right?
That's right. That's right.
Have you all been to the Vine since the rejuvenation, since they've done the new construction?
I haven't seen everything just yet, but I've seen a lot of the construction. I know it's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely gives a new look. It's going to be a good day. And this is going down today, right? Or
Saturday.
My bad.
Slow down.
I know, like, I'm trying to put you to work.
He's trying to set it off. Right?
Saturday, June 6th. Yeah.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Saturday, June 6th, Black on the Vine Day Party. We want everybody to come out and join us for scholarships for youth in our community.
Now, I know we'll talk more about that event and how our cousins can actually plug in, but really quickly, could you give everyone an idea of what Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority does?
Yes, I would love to. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, founded at Howard University in 1908. We are a Black Greek organization, the first Black Greek organization formed by Black college-educated women. And our purpose is really just dedicated to the implementation of programs of service that enhance the social, economic, and educational well-being of our local, national, and international communities. So beyond the pink and green and the skiwi, our purpose is service to our local community. And specifically, the Zeta Omega chapter is dedicated to service of Grandview in South Kansas City. And so we want everybody to come out, but that's our focus for scholarships and service.
Yo, we got the AKAs in the building while Deanna's trying to show out in front of company.
Well, KC, Black on the Vine Day Party is going down this Saturday, and we've been discussing some of the ins and the outs. Ladies, could you let everyone know what Black on the Vine Day Party is and how we can be a part of it?
Oh, my bad. There we go. Get them up. You good.
Black on the Vine Day Party is the place and the space to put our Black excellence on full display.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah. Plain and simple.
That's like drop the mic, ain't it?
It really is, though, because there's no other explanation. And the perfect place to do it is on 18th Divine.
It is. Now, what are the proceeds headed towards? What is this event supporting?
All proceeds go to our local youth so we can support mentorship programs and also scholarships.
Yeah, it's a good time for a great cause. If you want to support youth and have fun and support 18th and Vine, which has really had a resurgence lately, then this is the place to do it.
Now, what's the attire?
So when we think about attire and we talk about Black excellence, this is the time to really show up and dress to express. Mm. So not just impress, but express yourself and think about what does excellence look like? We're looking summertime fine, summertime chic. Look your best.
You know, and a lot of times people would like to, with the Divine Nine, I love the fact that it's always grounded in community work. And we just want to invite everybody out from the Divine Nine to come on out and join the AKAs. But I just always have appreciated the fact that everything that the Divine Nine, especially my brother's organization, Omega Psi Phi, is always grounded in brotherhood and community work. And please don't ever lose that, because that is the source of what we need right now. With how things are going on, with DC and redistricting and all of that, we have to have a sense of community with each other. And I just salute everybody in the Divine Nine, especially you guys, for coming out and making things like this possible for our community.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all coming out to support. A lot of people see the pinkies. They see the pink and green. Mm-hmm. And when I look out and I see the Black Greek fraternities and the sororities, I think about all those degrees out there in the crowd. Yeah. And also think about the commitment to service. We're talking about since 1908, a commitment to our communities and to our Black communities, making sure that we're all elevating each other. And so that's what this party is about. We want to put that on display. We want to look our best, but we also want to raise a lot of money so we can keep this cycle going, keep our youth empowered.
And what's that website so our cousins can actually get their things in order so that they can attend?
So the Black on the Vine Day Party, you can find the flyer on Facebook, and then you can also find us at
aka ZyntaOmega.net. That's our website. But really, just search us on Facebook, yeah. Instagram. You'll see the flyer. June 6th, Saturday, June 6th from 5 to 9 p.m. At the Vine Street Brewery, which I don't know if we mentioned that. 2020 Vine Street, Kansas City, Missouri, down on 18th and Vine. Black people need joy. Come on out.
Absolutely.
And have some joy and party for a good cause.
Well, you know, Deanna Hustle going to make you pull a hamstring.
That's right.
We're going to go from Glorilla to Anita Baker.
Yikes.
And we're going to have a good, clean time. We're going to have we're gonna do a little bit of everything. So thank you, ladies, for stopping by Hustle and Shine in the morning. Black on the Vine Day Party, KC. Make sure you show up.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is a local one that's going to hit home for a lot of my KC cousins.
Ow.
It's Jeffin.
Ow.
Jeffin, you really don't need me to explain this, but it's brown nosing.
Mm.
Acting unusually nice to someone. Maybe you do have alternative motive. Maybe it's in order to get a favor, attention, or even take advantage of something. But ultimately, it's just you straight up being fake.
That's gonna be fun.
With a sprinkle of sucking up to somebody. Now, I know you've heard of the word. How many times have you said the word in your lifetime?
Oh, at least 300,000 times. Jeffing is something that's frowned upon in our communities because sometimes it's like, of course it is, the number one thing is fake. But right. Number two is like, you're trying to give some fake favor to somebody who don't even deserve it.
Yeah, baby.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you Jeffing with him so much? What are you doing? King Jeffrey?
King Jeffrey is crazy. Yeah, I mean, maybe your coworker is trying to get an extra day off at work and you just see them like Jeffing with your boss. You're just like, you don't even
I need to throw up.
Hello. What are you doing? Or maybe you got that friend that was just talking bad about a specific person.
All that fake.
And now they in their face.
Okay, we like that.
What you asking B. Shining to take pictures with you for? You was just on face. But I thought.
They sure did.
But I thought you.
Oh, how many times we. Okay. We done.
Shut up, Brian.
But you on Facebook saying that you.
Man. But okay.
Brian B. Shining for mayor.
How you hate us? Okay.
How you talking to Mayor Lucas like that, but you want to dap him up in real life? Oh.
Hello. You mad about the potholes, but.
Brian.
Hey, Mayor. Hey, man. Let me get a pic. Hey, get.
Jeff.
Huh? What you want a picture for? What you want an autograph for?
Okay.
Tell somebody they Jeffing today, because somebody going to do it. I'm telling you right now. Somebody going to do it before it hit noon.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826 on your time, high of 84. Currently it is 68 in the River Market. Rapper Lil Durk, his mother LaShawnda Woodard is sharing an update on the rapper as he remains behind bars awaiting trial on a federal murder for hire charge.
He's good. Like I say, every time I talk to him, it's never serious. So he's doing pretty good.
And did he really cut his locks off?
Yeah, he did.
He did? Yeah. Okay. Because he's been really embracing Islam more now.
Way more, yeah. Yeah.
Ain't that serious? What?
Well, I don't think she was saying his charges aren't serious.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, you should be taking life serious. Like, bro, you locked down.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think it was meant in a sense of it's not serious. But that's the thing about perception. We can perceive it however we want to. The Chicago rapper was detained in October of 2024, and clearly he's still locked up. Other news, Cassie has left the United States for good after her big payout with Diddy. I believe it was a $20 million settlement from Diddy and $10 million from the hotel where the beating video occurred. So it sounds like she's starting fresh abroad. Good for her, girl. Ain't nothing here. Just go ahead with your family and do what you got to do. So there's that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. said, happy birthday to those independent, social, and expressive Geminis.
You ain't lying. Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to R&B and soul singer and songwriter, instrumentalist and record producer. Happy birthday to Life Jenny. A big happy heavenly birthday to singer-songwriter, guitarist, record producer, and one of the most influential musicians behind soul and politically conscious African-American music. Happy heavenly birthday to Curtis Mayfield. A happy heavenly birthday to entertainer, activist, and French resistance agent. Happy birthday to Josephine Baker. Send it over birthday love to songwriter and producer who is known as one of the great soul voices. Happy birthday to Denise Williams. And last but not least, send it over a happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, and actor Dave East.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kamisha Wright, Kristen Jones, and Fat Mike. Sending birthday love to Clarissa Gross, Derek B. Major Sr., and Taylor Marie Zweifel. Happy birthday, Meeks B., Megan Hahn Wells, and Daryl Weldon. Sending birthday love to Cedric Gray, Philip Nimrod, my auntie Adrienne Richardson White, and everybody else born on June 3rd. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What you laughing about?
Because it's funny to me that I got in, okay?
Okay. All right. What flavor air fresh you got in that car?
I don't got none.
Just driving with vibes, huh?
Roll that window down, please.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Damn. All right. She is murdered. We're circulating. All right, cousin. Yeah. Look, we got two tickets to tacos and tequila we want to hook you up with, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You know? I hope you're ready for that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's up? Yeah. When I was 9 years old, I put it in my head.
Pop up out the bed, get my swag on.
Take a look in the mirror, say what's up. Come on, yeah, money.
Oh. There we go, cousin. There we go.
You was kind of sketchy at first, right?
I was worried about you.
All right, cousin, you are getting those two tickets to tacos and tequila going down on next Saturday. Who you taking with you?
Maybe my daughter. I forgot.
It's next Saturday. I didn't know it was this close.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
That's crazy.
It's coming up.
Lord,
yeah.
Have mercy.
You know you're going to be there anyway.
Always. Right. He already going to be
there. They don't be letting me on the stage, so I don't know.
He got kicked off the stage last time, cousin. No, I'm just
kidding. I was wild.
Shut up, Ryan.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever wondered about the impact of marijuana on the brain? Jacobus and Taberet with the National Library of Medicine reported that next to alcohol, marijuana is the second most used substance among adolescents and teens in the 8th through the 12th grades. Heavy usage negatively impacts neurocognitive performance, brain development, and functions. As teens grow, the use of cannabis can lead to emotional and cognitive consequences, impacting areas of the brain that impact attention and memory. The impact can last even after abstinence from marijuana. Studies show that marijuana use increases the risk for experiencing schizophrenia due to the interruption of gray matter growth. So educate young people. The younger an individual starts using cannabis, the poorer the outcome. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.